Gentleman from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, irregardless of the last discussion, there are things about this bill that I have talked about when we first started.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Hi, guys. And we're doing a little broadcast live. We're doing a Facebook Live as well as we're doing a regular broadcast. Why am I hearing double? There we are.
Please welcome.
Why is it playing it twice? This makes no sense. Here, let's. What? Are you kidding me? Oh, I know what happened. It has been so long since I've done this show. I kept everything checked, and it was playing the intro and the outro. Fuck. Yikes. This is what I get for not being on air for like 2 months. I'm sorry, like 2 weeks. It seems longer. Hold on. Let me get my shite straight. Shut your monitor off. No, it's not the monitor. I just told you. I had the thing. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. It is good to be back on. It is Wednesday, October 10th. Things have been super crazy, and I haven't had a chance to be on air. So thank you guys for joining me if you're on Facebook Live or joining me through our broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R. Speaking of that, let's just go through it and tell you how many ways you can actually watch or listen to this show. First, we're doing a simulcast through Facebook Live and Mixlr.com. So first way you can listen to my show is if you go to my website, markscalia.com, and you will listen to that speaker box. That's the first way. It's the easiest way. It's the simplest way. You don't have to do anything. You just click on blah, blah, blah. If you want to be more participant in the show, now there are two ways. One, you could be on the Facebook Live video, which we're doing, and you can actually sign on to our broadcasting site. You just click that speaker box you're listening to. You sign on through a Facebook address, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you can be part of our live chat. And I'm already getting some shit from people already on Mixlr because I screwed up the intro and blah, blah, blah. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live to this show, because that's how we broadcast. Obviously, we make a ton of mistakes. Who's we? Me. I make a lot of mistakes. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. Now, we haven't been on for a little while, so I'm going to start the show, as I always do, with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So as I said, we have not been on air for a couple weeks for a variety of reasons. I've been tired, to be honest with you. It is Salem, and it is October. And I should have been on last week, but I was very tired. I had a long day. I had some issues. I had another show. Things have been crazy here. So let me start from the top. Let's go out, the biggest, and then we'll kind of in. First of all, the big story. Down in Florida, Hurricane Michael, and we weren't on for the hurricane that hit the Carolinas, Florence. Unbelievable. It's just, you know, and it just hit those people today. So if you have friends in Florida, if you know anybody in Florida, please check and see, make sure they're all right. I know with Facebook, people check in and say they're safe and everything, but there's, you know, it's just watching the news, it was completely terrible. I mean, it's just catastrophic. A Cat 5 hits Florida. Which leads me to the next thing. I mean, we're getting so many storms, and today was 80 degrees. It's in Boston. It's 80 degrees. It felt like it was the middle of the summer, and it's October 10th. It shouldn't be that hot. And all these things coincide, apparently, with the new Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, no, not even the EPA. There's scientists all over the world. Apparently, the end is near. So all those signs that homeless people hold up or, you know, the end is near. It completely is. Because apparently in 2030, that's it. So pack a lunch. I don't know what to tell you. And it's god awful because, you know, it's you know, I want this show to be funny, but theoretically it won't be around. But neither will I. I mean, but you're only talking about, like, let's say it's 2018. You're talking 12 years from now. I'll be 62. I'm supposed to retire at 65. So you're telling me there won't be a world in 2030. People have been predicting apocalypse for a very long time. Let's say climate change. What did Paul say? Climate control isn't real. Let's keep our heads in the sand. Here's the thing. You know something? That's the argument. This planet is going to change. We are certainly helping it. There's no doubt in my mind. We're certainly accelerating a process. Because climate change, yeah, now he's pretty reaper, not climate control. Climate control. Hey, watch. Here's how I can fix the environment. I'll change the thermostat. Leave it at 68. Perfect. Now, certainly we are accelerating the process, but, I mean, you don't see, you know, China's not going to get on board. They don't care about anything. And, I mean, we're doing the best we can, and I know that a lot of the programs are rolled back and cars and, you know, you do the best you can. You know, and that's all you can do. You know, I don't know. I'm just, let's change the subject. I'm trying to be funny, but there's nothing to be funny about. These major storms and temperature swings and all this stuff. And, you know, the bees, there's no bees. And but, you know, this is not a show to be going, oh, if you want to listen to this stuff, turn on fucking public radio. I'll be honest with you. You want to get, that's how I get depressed and angry. I listen to public radio because I'm like, isn't it true that in there always, you know, so there's a lot of things happening here, and we want to make sure that... Just stop it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Tell me something nice. Here's something good. Red Sox beat the Yankees. I don't know if you knew this. It just happened. And there was all these people screaming about, oh, but you know something? I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit at all. You need to travel guy from PBS, yes. Because the Red Sox are going to the ALCS playoff.
Where it began.
Yeah, it began right here. Lay off the serious stuff. Go back to Jerry Springer. Actually, I can't even play that because Facebook gets mad when you play corporate music. And that's why I'm not going to be on Facebook that long. I'm only going to be on Facebook till the break. Oh, let's see. Oh, you know something? I just switched over. Oh, Mike Murray. What? No closed caption? Oh, you got Chris and Christy and Frank. Oh, hey, Frank. How you doing, man? We're going to have some fun tonight. So let me continue. So the Red Sox win. And the best part about it, Bucky effing Dent threw out the first pitch for that game. Now, I'll be honest. I was watching the game last night. It was 4-1. You're like, okay, good. Page comes up, throws a great inning, takes it out. Then they put up the other guy. I don't remember his name, but he had a weird stance. Like this is how he waited for the pitch. And I don't like, he looks like a scarecrow. And it was 4-1. He loaded the bases. He walked one in, and then a base hit brought another one in. And now I'm like, oh, geez, no. And then that throw to first got him out. Clearly he was out. And everybody, like the Yankees fans, are like, whatever. First of all, it's just a game, man. Let it go. It's always next year. Well, up until 2030. And so hopefully you can win some championships before then and now. That would be very nice. So, but I haven't been on in a couple of weeks, so I'm trying to catch up with everything. I've actually been too busy. People have been emailing me and texting me. And, you know, I haven't caught up with anybody. And I'd love to. I'd love to. But the problem is I have not, and I know it's very serious, the whole, we'll get to that in a minute, but I had a nice conversation with my wife. For those of you who know or don't know, I have don't want to say I suffer from it, but I have hypersensitivity. Like I can see and hear. It feels like every once in a while everything is just too much and it's overslot with information and visual and hearing. And I can hear everything and see everything and smell everything. And so I can literally feel everything going on at once. So I have a lot of hypersensitivity. So as a result, my brain moves super duper fast. And I had this problem. Like my thing is I notice everything. Like I'll give you an example. I do tours on the trolley and I would do the tour and I would notice one person maybe not enjoying themselves as much, or what my perception would, you know, what my perception would be of somebody not enjoying themselves. And I would focus on that one thing and I'd be like, okay, what am I doing? And it would go over and over and over. And the problem is my parents, although were completely loving, they put too much morality in this whole fucking thing. So the thing is, I would love to be a serial killer, but I've got the ethics of a Boy Scout, so I can't make the leap. That's why when somebody goes, oh, we want to change the way you think. Well, no. You shouldn't change the way anybody thinks, because the thing is, your thoughts are yours and you can think anything you want. It's a problem when those thoughts become actions, and that's when it becomes a crazy nightmare. New comment. What happened? Did I miss some comments? What am I missing? Oh, there we go. Oh. That's a creepy caller, bud. Oh, what is a creepy caller? Like, what about Bob? I don't know what you guys are talking about on Facebook. I have no idea anymore. I don't know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And I forgot because I got... Fuck! Never mind. All I'm saying is that... You know, I think I have a lot of morality, and the problem is I look at the world the way it works, and I'm like, what is wrong with people who do things and don't understand that there's a reality to it? Or I'm not even talking about, you know, doing something that is quote unquote a crime. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that, like, the way we treat each other, and we got to start treating each other better. Because I've been on Facebook, and it is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. The things people say to each other, it's completely horrible. What about Bob, the movie? Oh, he had the same symptoms. Yes, next caller. I just wish people could be nicer. I really do. Like, you don't have to be overly nice, but certainly, like comics, we talk to each other. We kind of zing each other. We kind of twist and poke a little bit. And that's kind of fun because that's the way we communicate. But most people putting stuff on Facebook, it's such garbage. And it actually bothers me a lot. It completely bothers me because we've had so many problems that all you got to do is take 5 seconds. And I wanted to put this on Facebook. And this, like, I have these thoughts that come into my head every once in a while. I'm like, I want to put this down. But then I'm thinking, if I put it on Facebook, people are going to go, no, you can't say that. And the only thing I was going to say is you can take a stand without taking a position. You know, you don't have to be right or wrong to take a stand. You really don't. It doesn't have to be made into a political thing. You can just take a stand. You can say, I think this is right, or this to me seems wrong. And then if you just do that, literally, hands up, just all I'm saying, then people can't get upset, or they shouldn't get upset. There's just too much crap. And I see it. I've been nice to people on the trolley, and we got a lot of visitors in Salem because it's October. And, you know, and the only time I can really be mean is when I'm Scrooge, which, by the way, the tickets are on sale. Yes, Christmas Carol tickets are on sale. They started over a month ago. Actually, September 10th, they went on sale. And I think we're better than 3/4 of the way sold out. So if you would like to go to the show, I would say go to my website, markscalia.com, check out the calendar section, and then open up the link that shows where I'm going to be. Because if you click the link, then it'll send you right over so you can buy tickets. And then you can make sure that I will be a Scrooge on your shows, which will be fun. And I can't talk to anybody right now because it's October in Salem. But the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival is technically underway. I'm taking submissions now. And we have submissions up until November 1st. And then hopefully when everything settles down, then I'll be able to nail down completely all the venues and then post them on the website, and then we can start doing that, because that's coming up in January. And hopefully when I nail down those dates, that'll be the next thing. So, and here's what I want to do. And since we've had so many things in the news, We're going to cap it right off with the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
All right, here goes. And we're going to keep it fun, okay? We're going to keep it fun. We've had yet another resignation. Nikki Haley is now done. She's the UN ambassador. She's being replaced by Kanye West. Fuck, how bad would that be? Oh, my God. 2030 can't come fast enough. Kanye West is a UN ambassador. And, of course, Brett Kavanaugh just got confirmed. No matter what style you're on the aisle about, he's confirmed. It's a thing. Nobody's saying he's right or wrong, or he's right or she's wrong. No, I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying the man's been confirmed. He is now a Supreme Court justice. You can feel any way you like about that. I'm not telling you how I feel. I'm not saying anything about it. It's so fucking sad that I have to put all these disclaimers to announce the news. That's why I can't look at Facebook, because it's so crazy. But I just thought it was funny that Nikki Haley is leaving. And apparently she was a pretty good UN ambassador. Everybody respected her. And now I think they're giving the job to Kanye. I really do. I like beer. You know what I like? You know what I like? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest right now. I have it in my koozie. I got Far From the Tree. And I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. But it's Far From the Tree lay. I love a good lay. Yeah, and Tobin and Squee. Yeah, everybody knows. So he likes beer. Who gives a shit? I like beer. I don't think anybody. Who do you not? It's just funny. It's just funny how no matter what side you're on, there's a, oh, I would never do it. It's so hypocritical on both sides. And that's what I'm saying. Just let it go. Start treating everybody good. Just leave it alone. And it will not be rest. But if you don't like what you like, you don't like what you see, you can always vote. That's the best part about our country. We can change our country. It doesn't, you know, you can't be a terrorist about it. You just got to go through the laws. You got to vote. If you don't like what you see, you vote. Like my brother says. My brother. Oh, my God. He's so happy that Elizabeth Warren is running for president. I don't care either way. You know, the thing is, if somebody really bothers me, I'm a middle child, so I like to break balls. So if somebody says, you know, this is the way it is, and this, no matter who it is, if somebody says that, my thing is I will always counter it. I'll just look at them and go, well, you know, now that I've heard your argument, I'm definitely going to vote against you. So your vote doesn't count because mine cancels it out. That's a White House update. Quick, to the point, having a good time. All right, there we go. It's insane out there. Now, we were supposed to do the show last week. And we didn't actually do the show because I was very tired. And oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, did I mention it's October? Oh, no. He's over there. You can't see him.
I want to play a game.
Oh, it's Jigsaw.
This is a word game.
You want to be on camera?
And you're going to play.
Okay.
Whether you want to or not.
Well, okay, I'll play. Fine. It's October.
Never die. The choice is yours.
So serious. All right, so apparently Jigsaw's in the studio, and we have to play a game. So, guys, help
Example
me out.
Example one.
Okay, here we go.
Omar and Karen made egg rolls to share at the school potluck.
They made egg rolls?
Omar rolled 219 egg rolls.
Okay, I'm going to write
Karen rolled 229 egg rolls. What is the total number of egg rolls
Okay.
Omar and Karen
Okay. You're going to give me some time? Because I got to figure it out. So Omar. What? Already? What? What the hell is wrong with you?
Example 2.
Well, you jump. I didn't even get the first one.
Meredith picked 347 apples.
Hold on. 347.
Phil ate 198.
Okay. Phil ate 198.
How many apples are left?
Okay. So it's 198. 347 minus 198 is.
Example 3.
149? What?
Becca flew 873 miles.
All right,
I
guess
we're going to visit her aunt.
Okay.
Jackson flew 563 miles.
Okay.
To visit his aunt.
873 and 563.
How many more miles did Becca fly than Jackson?
Are you kidding me? Okay. 310.
No. One small pump.
What? What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
A health club charges a one-time initiation fee.
Yeah, all right.
And a monthly fee.
Okay.
John paid $100 for 2 months of membership.
2 months, okay.
However, Peter paid $200 for 6 months of membership.
Okay.
How much will Sylvia pay for 1 year of membership?
Dude, this is long math. Are you shitting me? Which, ow, stop it. Stop it. Stop. It's got a machete. You can't even, ow, fucker. Get out of here. I don't know. I don't, hold on a minute. Health club, it was 200. It was 100 for 2 months, 200 for 6 months. And then how much would it be a year? I don't know. I don't know. Get stab me. I'll give a shit. I'm on Facebook Live. I'm on, get out of here. Just get out. Get out. Stop staring at me. Get out of here. Go. Oh, my God. He's a scary. Get out. Get out of here. Fuck, I hate him. Oh, my God. You guys don't know, but Jigsaw comes in every October. See, as a kid, I hated word problems. And Jigsaw found out that I hate word problems. So he comes in here and he gives me word problems and he tortures me. And if I don't get him right, he pokes me with it's like a machete. I don't know if it's a machete. It's like a long knife. And then and you can't see him because he comes in the door and then he just kind of jabs me. Let's see, 149, 139. I don't know what the numbers are anymore. So here's what we're going to do. It's a short show tonight. Well, apparently not anymore. So we're going to switch over. Actually, you know something? I'm just going to continue the whole show. I might as well. So let's take our first break, which actually technically it'll be our first and second break. I got to catch my breath because Jigsaw freaked me out. So I'm going to take our first break. During the break, you're going to hear a couple commercials. And I know Columbus J just passed. Did he freak you out? He walks right by the stairs. You guys don't know. He walks up the stairs past my wife. I don't even know how he gets in. Because my wife, she has an open door policy. She leaves the door open. And I tell her on Wednesdays when I'm doing the show, close the door. But we're going to take a break, and I want you guys to listen to our little history based on Columbus Day. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be over the weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Italians have long celebrated Christopher Columbus in tribute to their shared heritage.
Columbus Day is a day of Italian pride. It's our holiday, and they want to take it away.
Fuck them.
In 1937, President Roosevelt proclaimed October 12th as Columbus Day. And in 1971, President Nixon declared Columbus Day a national holiday.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We all know how it started. On August 3rd, 1492, Columbus and his three ships, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, set out from Spain and embarked on an historic journey.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
So why did Columbus bother getting off the couch at all? Money. In the 15th century, spices were a hot commodity.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Columbus realized his opportunity, become the first person to plot a western route to Asia and enjoy unprecedented glory and riches.
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine! Get back in there! Down, down, down! Go, go, go! Mine, mine, mine!
Columbus inadvertently achieved the monumental task of joining the two hemispheres, in effect doubling the size of the habitable planet and establishing trade between the continents. So, on Columbus Day, raise a glass to famed navigator Christopher Columbus, who missed the mark.
You fucked up!
And hit it just the same.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hi, I'm comedian Dead Air Dennis Maller, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with your host Mark Scalia, because it's less obvious than cutting yourself.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was our extended long break because we took too much time in the show, and it's 9:30, and I got to wrap it up because I had a long day. So, and it's going to get even worse. You know, I shouldn't say worse. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's Salem. So I'm on the trolley. I'm meeting a lot of different people and I'm entertaining them. I'm having fun. And, you know, it's my job. It's what I want to do. And I know that I'm on Facebook and a few people say hi and then I go in here. And to me, it's, you know, just trying to make my corner of the world a little better, a little sweeter, a little less sour, if you will. That's why I want everybody to have a very good night. Now, whether you're having a couple drinks, whether you're watching a game, whether you're playing some video games, whether you're watching TV or Netflix or movies or Hulu or whatever you want to do, have a good time. Just relax. Let it go. Be a little zen. That's it. And I tell my wife all the time, I would love to be more zen. You know, like those monks who live in the mountains. And they're zen because they don't have to drive anywhere or talk to people. So speaking of driving and talking to people, let me tell you where I'm going to be over the weekend. Tomorrow night, I am off. I'm so excited to have a night off. It's like my last night off for like, I don't know, the rest of the year. Friday night, I'm actually doubled up. During the day, I'll be doing the Salem Spirits Trolley. We do have, I think, maybe 4 tickets left. That is amazing. We go to Deacon Giles Distillery. We go to the Far From the Tree Cidery. And we also go to Notch Brewery. And you have samples on each one of the things. And you can always check out salemfoodtours.com and click the tours. And you can go to the trolley. And it's so fun. And I'm going to be hosting that in the afternoon, which is great. Because then I get to sample it myself, like I'm sampling now. So that's what I'm doing during the day. And at night, I'm going to be at the Kowloon in Saugus. I'll be middling that show, which is kind of fun because I love that room. It's such a fun room. And I don't mind middling because I close everywhere else and I love middling that room. It's a lot of fun. So if you're in town, come to the Kowloon on Friday night. On Saturday night, I'm doing three shows. For the Ghost and Legends Trolley, my character is Jack and I'm the gravedigger. And you can actually go... let me see if I can get the link for you right real quick. It is gallowshillsalem.com and then click Ghost and Legends Trolley. But I'll be doing that Saturday and I'll also be doing that Sunday night as well. So that's what I got going on. Now, as always, if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, you want to leave a question or a comment, you can always call the hotline, which is 978-219-9294. You can also email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. So, as always, guys, thank you for being part of the show. Visit my website, markscalia.com, to come see some of the shows and up some. We are going to be live again next week. Next Wednesday. So I'll tell you what. Enjoy life, guys. We'll see
this
you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just a moment, okay?